for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ITAL is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ITAL is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Jockey with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenation for all generation. It's there in abundance.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another program of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program that is designed not just to inform, but to literally turn your life and health around. And I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host, and I'm here with my trusty, able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well. Thank you so much. We got some people to thank for last week.
We're excited because, you know, we don't like to not make our goal. And as we were leaving, we were a little short, but then our brothers and sisters came through. So share those names with us, Brother Frank.
Walter Morton from Bristol, Tennessee. Charlotte Moore from Hyattsville, Maryland. We got a friend from Washington, D.C., Roland Stearns from Baltimore, Maryland, Robert Kay from Woodbridge, and we got one from Oakland, California, Sister Karen. Thank you so much.
All right. We're excited. You know, African Americans have a higher burden of cardiovascular disease and diabetes than other American ethnic groups. You know, there's been a recent evidence that indicates that eating a plant-based diet may help to eliminate some of these health disparities. Today, we want to interview one of my friends, patients, associates, that has had an excellent result. And we want him to share his story so that you can benefit and have hope, that there is hope in it. So, Brother Frank, tell us a little bit about our guest, and then we'll go from there.
Yes, we have with us Paul H. Cameron, Sr. He's a native of Brooklyn, New York, and he moved to Hartford, Connecticut in 1977. He's a graduate of Rothschild University with a Bachelor's of Arts in Music Education. He's taught vocal and general music since 1997, taught gospel choir course in the Eastern Connecticut State University from 1998 to 2013. He's a current musical positions or teaching positions. He's a music and physical education at education teacher at Fairfield County SDA campus, Springfield SDA campus, Hartfield SDA campus, and Simsbury High School. His music experience is 45 years long. He's been a music teacher, pianist, organist, choral director, music minister of music. He's currently a pianist and organist for and a minister of music at several churches. His seminar and workshops, he does presented seminars and workshops for on music and hymn history and music healing. He's married and has 6 children and 7 grandchildren.
All right.
His main hobby is cooking.
His main hobby is cooking. And that,
in
that,
his own kitchen.
I first met Paul probably 13, 15 years ago. He then, as is now, was hosting a prayer session, 6 o'clock, and I became the, I started doing a Wednesday wellness and did it for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And about how long ago was it, Paul?
I got to say at least almost all 10 years. I listened to Dr. Ted give, first of all, good afternoon to you, Brother Frank, and good afternoon, Dr. Ted, and all of the listeners that are on the call right now. Dr. Ted and I would have our prayer call in the morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday mornings, and it was an absolute joy. And I would listen to his presentations, and I would listen to the different guests that we have on, and they would talk about how they use plant-based eating and a plant-based lifestyle to improve their health, even reverse many of the challenges they had. And it wasn't until I had a situation where I talk for a living, if you will, sometimes sing, Dr. Ted, Brother Frank, but I also teach. And of course, you have to use your voice. And I use my voice a lot. And it was unfortunate that I had laryngitis and it was going into almost more than 3 days. And the pain became excruciating. And I just didn't want to go to the emergency room. And I remember Dr. Ted talked about how there is a natural remedy that you can use. It's a wonderful recipe. And he shared it. And so I called out of desperation and asked him, you know, what is it? And he told me what to do. And I don't know if we're allowed to give out the recipe, Dr. Ted.
Yeah. You can.
I can give out the recipe. So he basically told me you can find 4 of the largest lemons that you can buy with seeds and also get cayenne pepper, a tablespoon of cayenne pepper. I also get
a half to a tablespoon,
as much as you can tolerate, you know, but I like spicy food. So I was very happy to take that. And a whole clove of garlic
bulb of garlic.
And then local raw honey. And he told me to take it home and put it in a food processor and make it into a serum, if you will, and take tablespoons of that. I think it was 4. And then the following day, take a certain amount in the morning and in the afternoon and the evening till it's all gone. And Brother Frank, Dr. Ted, and listeners, to my amazement, in the morning, the rawness, because you can see the white spots on my tonsils, all that was gone. And I said, Dr. Ted, what is this? And so maybe Dr. Ted may take a minute to explain that. But I was just grateful, humbled and grateful. So anytime I had a problem, instead of me just going to the traditional method, which is to go to an ER, if you know, or urgent care, I would ask Dr. Ted, what can I do? And he has been gracious, and he always told me what to do. So I became a follower from then. And that was, I want to say, let's see, it's 2025, but that was 2016. I want to say that was about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Correct.
So let's cut to the chase.
Yes.
So He did that, and that's fine. Then a couple years later, his wife tricked him, Brother Frank.
Oh, yeah. Tell it, Doc. Tell it. Tell
she,
it.
She said, look, I need you to drive me to the doctor. And so she drove him to the doctor. And when the nurse came in to draw her blood, she said, could you also draw my husband's blood? And so the nurse said, well, no, he has to be fasting. She said, I haven't fed him yet. And when she drew his blood, of course, his blood sugar was almost 400.
Yeah.
And they wanted to put him on insulin and metformin and to control his diabetes, full-blown diabetes. And so he called me, Frank, and wanted to know if he could get control of it without medication. And so he did. I put him on the fast and so forth and changed. And he did well for a number of years, Brother Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And then lately, he starts sinning again. But
oh, yeah.
Where were you in terms of your weight and so forth when you first started?
Okay, so when I first started in 2015 is when I was diagnosed officially. It was in December of 2015. I was 311 pounds. Now, I'm only 6 feet tall. Dr. Ted, if someone is listening on the call, is that a safe weight? At that time,
No. You need to be between about 175 to 185.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that. And at that time, I was, I'm 61 now. So I was 49, almost 50, I think, at the time. And I was in bad shape, wheezing at night, lethargic, but fat and happy, and eating late at night, mac and cheese. I don't know if you all know, but I love the kitchen and I love to cook. And so I was into my deep fried turkeys.
You have deep fried turkeys all over Facebook, man. Recipes.
Listen, Brother Frank, I enjoyed it so much that at Thanksgiving, it was nothing for me to have people at church and neighbors would bring their 12 pounds. I tell them, don't bring more than 12 pounds so that way you can cook thoroughly. And I would season them on Sunday and put them in a bat. And I had a special recipe because, and then on Wednesday, I would deep fry them. You know, on the third day, sound like a sermon, and folks, and so I've had folk lined up, and but not realizing I was killing myself. So, cut to the chase because I know time is going. In 2016, Dr. Ted says if you are serious, you can get on the cleansing program, and let me tell you. Tremendous results. The first day, overnight, I had lost 5 pounds. I was stunned. So I kept doing the protocol. And by the way, how should I say this? It is not hard if you're serious. I should say that. And I went on a 14-day program, and in 14 days, I lost 28 pounds. I was stunned.
Wow.
Also, too, Brother Frank, at night, my wife was concerned because I wasn't snoring. So she would check to see if I was alive. And sure enough, I was fine. And maybe Dr. Ted could explain the medical side of what happens when the body starts to heal itself, because all kinds of wonderful things happen. My eyesight started to improve. My ability to walk was better. I was more alert. I, because I lost weight, I had a problem, Brother Frank. I had to find new clothes. Never thought I would experience that. So, and then I kept on the program. I decided to give up all of those foods that was killing me. And Dr. Ted said something that just made sense. He says, you should eat what loves you. And I realized all those cakes and pies, pastries, going to Dunkin' Donuts in the morning, did not love me.
Yeah.
Eating Snickers, and I'm a musician, so, you know, we eat candy throughout church, you know, just to gummy bears and gummy worms and all those things, all those poisons. I was causing more harm than good. And I made a decision that I was going to give up all those foods. I was going to stop sinning. That's what you hear the buzzword. That's what that means. Before June, which is my birthday, June 7th, I had lost 78 pounds. Stunned, elated, grateful. My wife came on the program and she lost close to 40 pounds. And so, you know, we were just elated. And that was 2016. In 2023, unfortunately, I lost my first son. And yeah, I'm a believer. Yeah, I believe in God and all that. But I never smoked, I never drank, never did drugs. But my kryptonite was food. And I would find myself, you know, emotionally eating. And this past year, my numbers started to go back up. And I went up to 278 pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, this past November 14th, I made a decision. So for the past, so November 14th to today is 38 days. I went on a raw fruit juice, raw vegetable juice plan with the supervision of Dr. Ted. And I am happy to say from 278, I am down to 224.
Wow.
Down to what?
224 pounds. Yes. 38 days.
I think that's what, 51 pounds?
Yeah, 51 pounds.
51.
And now, if you are on Zoom, you can see my juice here. This is my, you can't see this, but see.
But unfortunately, they can't see.
Can't see this, but I'm finishing up my juice, and I'm grateful. Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted Brother Paul to come is that people think that to fall is to fail, you know, and it's not.
No, it's
not. You know, he was under some stress, loss of his son, but it wasn't that he was not committed to being in good health. But even then, his wife reached out to me this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did.
Because yes, she did. Saw that the brother was going down the tube, and she said, "This guy go kill himself." Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I called him. I believe I called him, or I don't know. But
anyway, yeah, you did call me. Yeah.
And he said, "Look, I'm ready. I'm ready."
I am.
And you know, without any medication, he's literally turned this diabetes around. He's turned his weight around, and he's moving in the right direction. And it's exciting to me because as a community, we're a sick community.
Yes, we are.
You know, and diabetes is a major, major risk factor. It's the number one cause of blindness. It's the number one cause of amputation. It's the number one cause of kidney failure in whites, number two in blacks, secondary to hypertension. And I've only seen one patient that had diabetes that didn't have hypertension. So, yes. You know, we got, if the right one don't get you, the left one will. So it's a terrible disease. It increased the risk of heart attacks. It increased the risk of strokes and many other things. And then he was also obese, Brother Frank.
Yeah.
And with obesity comes all these disorders. And one of the things that we don't talk about enough, and I think the last time we talked about obesity, we touched on it, is this process of inflammation.
Yes.
All right? Inflammation. Mm-hmm. Obesity itself causes inflammation, but the foods, the processed foods, the animal and dairy and eggs, they all cause inflammation. And when he said his wife noticed that he wasn't snoring, it's because all that inflammation up in the sinuses and so forth, mm-hmm. all the mucus mm-hmm. was gone, you know, by getting on a clean diet. And so it's exciting to know that that we can reverse the diseases. And so I wanted him on. I wanted our listeners to hear his story, and I wanted them to call in and ask questions. The number, of course, here is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with any questions or comments that you might have, because we need to change what's going on in our community. You know, we're eating soul foods, and these soul foods are killing our soul.
It's killing us.
You know,
it's killing us.
And you know, and if we're going to be Afrocentric, then we need to eat what Africans eat. And they're basically plant-based.
That's right. Right?
You know, and so that's what we need to get back to. And it's to me, it's just very exciting that we can have Brother Paul on to share his story. You know, when I first went up to Connecticut, he had his old pants. And it looked like two of him, man, could get in there.
You know? Yes.
It's very, very. Now, Brother Paul, one of the questions someone asked me not long ago, you know, I don't see any flab on your face. Mm-hmm. I can't see your muscles.
Well,
your arms.
I'm gonna stand up a little bit. Can you see me now? You see?
Yeah, there's no flab there.
Yeah.
So you can lose a lot of weight mm-hmm. and still not be flabby. Is this correct?
Right. It's right. Sagacy. So one of the things that I do is I use a combination of different fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Because vegetables, especially cucumber, I don't know if anyone knew, but I discovered that with cucumber, when you drink cucumber, there's certain properties in there that tightens the skin. Mm-hmm. So as you're losing weight, it's pulling out all the excess. So I don't have to have plastic surgery. just put cucumbers inside, juicier cucumbers with your food juice, and it naturally, on a daily basis, tightens the skin.
Wow.
Also, I use a loafer when I take a shower at night, and I scrub off all the dead skin, too. By the way, that's also another part. Mm-hmm. Yes, good.
Yeah, so I mean, it's amazing that you've lost the 75 pounds, and yet you have no flab hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of people would just, you know, think that's impossible, but you've done it.
I've done it. And I'm 61 years young. I'll be 62 next June. So if someone says, well, you know, he's a young man. Well, I'm not necessarily young or old. I'm kind of in the middle there. But it's not too, and I'm African American, just in case anybody wants to know what my background, my nationality is. And I don't smoke. I'm not a smoker. So that's a plus, I guess. I don't drink. I guess that's a plus. But those are lifestyle changes. But it is never too late, is my point, Dr. Ted. I want everyone to hear that. It's never too late to make a decision to say, okay, for 2026, I need to do something.
Yeah, and And we need others to make that kind of commitment to yourself, you know. And
yeah.
Now you are a foodie. You love to eat.
Yes.
All right. So has that diminished since you changed?
Oh no. So what I've done is I decided to, because I realized the meat that I was eating, it wasn't the meat that I love. Like I'm Brother Frank, you probably don't know what chicken tastes like, but I love chicken meat.
I remember. he may have forgotten.
And so what I've done is I love wings, and I used to make buffalo wings, deep fried wings. The flats was my part of the wing. So what I've done is I take all the seasonings and I prep it. So I use cauliflower.
Yes.
And I make cauliflower taste like chicken. Mm. I've done that. I've also taken broccoli. I've also taken zucchini. I've taken different vegetables and I turn them around and I prep them just like I would prep meat. And folk were saying, "Wait, what is this?" I've even made fried chicken from scratch using seitan. And
really?
Yeah. And if you're on Facebook, I'll send it to you. And I mean, I haven't done it in a while. But the thing is, there are wonderful alternatives that you can take vegetables and convert it into meat. I've made patties and bean burgers and chickpeas, and I have converted them into meat. And I've even
not meat. You
I mean,
meat substitutes.
Meat substitutes. Yeah, meat substitutes. Sorry. Yeah, meat substitutes. And I've even had at school, I've had students who request different. I've turned them into meatballs, and they just absolutely love it. Wow. So I take the seasonings that you use for meat and process for meat, and you can enjoy food. You do not have to eat just bland, plain foods. Even my juicing, I use combinations of different days of different things. And I use different tropical fruits into my juices and my smoothies. I was even drinking some now while we're talking. I use a papaya today and pineapple. And I always use persimmons because I like when persimmons become overripe. It's a wonderful, wonderful. Pomegranates. I made pomegranate juice.
Yeah.
And it's just good stuff. So, mm-hmm. Turn it back over to you guys because I know it's 2:20. I don't know if there's
no. It's exciting because you know the mere fact and we talk about this all the time, but to hear from someone who's actually experienced it, you know, and I'm sure that there are people with questions and thoughts. The number once again is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions or comments that you might have. You know, it's just to me really, really exciting. You know, I tell people I love to eat. I just love to eat foods that taste good and is good for me.
Sure.
You know, and we have been duped in this society to believe that in order to enjoy, we have to kill ourselves. And unfortunately, we're entering or in the midst of one of the worst seasons of the year for that. You know, we're eating literally ourselves to death. And I tell my patients that this is one of the worst, the most that are trying to change. This is one of the most difficult times. And so you have to prepare yourself. You know, you gotta take your foods with you if necessary, you know.
That's right.
It's exciting, you know. Brother Frank, you have any questions for my brother?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about your recovery.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, and ask just what initially gave you the drive, and secondary, how you got it back.
Oh. When I looked in the mirror, I didn't recognize who I was looking at. And I says, no, sometimes the Bible says David encouraged himself. I had to talk to Paul. Mm-hmm. And I had to ask him a serious question. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? And I says, I want it. And I said, this time we're going all the way. And we made a decision that says, God, I need your help. Now, I don't know if your listeners, I don't know if they believe in God or a higher power, but I do. And because I realized I can't do this journey by myself. And mm-hmm. when I made the decision that on November 14th, on that Friday, I says, no more, no more. And within weeks, I started seeing wonderful results. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful. Oh, by the way, I also want to let your listeners know, if you are in a place where you feel that there's no hope, please look at my life. I mean, I just talked about my son, but there's so many other tragedies I've had and situations I've been involved in where I didn't know what else to do, but I turned to food.
Yeah, yeah, and food is created to be a soother.
Yeah,
they engineer it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And to be addictive. The number once again is 202-588-0893. It's 202-588-0893. Let's go to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Good afternoon, Nancy. How are you?
Cannot complain. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling to comment because I've had many people in my surroundings that have been sick, especially lately, and I look for holistic solutions, Eastern medicine, and all that I do. And I graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in 2008. I was in the last live class. And since then, I've just been picking up information. But as a career, I do something very opposite to this. So the key to all health, I don't care what your issue is, multiple sclerosis, dementia, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, it doesn't matter. The key is ridding yourself of parasites and stones. And they will never, ever tell you that. You need to stay away from operations, medications, colonoscopies, mammograms. All that will get you sick in itself. Juicing live fruits and vegetables drinking it within hours of it being juiced at the latest is the key. But if you don't rid yourself of stones and parasites, you will always crave foods because the parasites, they actually go to a part of your brain and they order the food that they want to eat, like Uber Eats, okay? And they will let you think that you're craving the food. I have removed worms from my eyeball, from my nose, from my front, from my back. I've removed over 2,000 stones from my liver, from my kidneys, from my gallbladder, from my bladder. And I won't talk your head off, but one example where I know that I'm right is, for example, my bladder. I'm 51 years old. I look way younger, okay, than what I am. And when I go to the bathroom now, the stream of pee, okay, is like Niagara Falls, where before I was holding less and what came out was a lot less. So now I can hold longer and put out a lot more as if I was in my early 20s again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. And it's just very true that the body can basically regenerate itself if you give it the right things. And, you know, we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
You know, Dr. Ted, she mentioned something about urination. I urinate less at night now.
All right. You're not jumping up 4 or 5 times at night.
No, maybe once or twice. Also, too, I don't know if there's any children on the call, so I will be respectful. But husbands, my youth is back. Can I say that respectfully?
You said it respectfully, brother.
Thank you. And my wife had to look at me. She says, I feel like it's a new man. So, brothers, if you want to improve in your marriage, juicing and fasting is a great way to help yourself. Turn back over to you, Dr. Tim.
No, that's we really appreciate that. And one of Brother Paul's problems, Brother Frank, is he reads, man. I mean, you know, he's reading on these foods that he's taking into his body. And we need to educate ourselves. You know, I remember one of the first books that I read dealing with health was this book by called Back to Eden by Jethro Kloss. And he said something in that book that just didn't make any sense to me. He said you should eat foods that are grown in your local environment that are allowed to ripen on the vine. That is such a powerful statement, you know, because what happens is that most of the food that we eat is picked before it's ripe. It's shipped for miles, if not thousands of miles. It's stored in warehouses and refrigerators. And, you know, and we get it weeks, if not months, or even sometimes years later. And we don't even know it, you know. And so we need to make sure that we become more knowledgeable about what we're putting in our bodies. The number again is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with comments or questions. You have here on the call a living testimony. A living testimony, one who did well and then fell down, but did not stay down, but got back up. And I tell him all the time how proud I am of him because he decided to change, you know, and we can change. I mean, it's exciting. You know, I tell people, I love cheese. Lido's Pizza, man. Brother Paul, there's a place here called Lido's Pizza.
Talk to me, Doc.
Thin crust, man. Crispy.
Listen, I'm from New York.
I can't even remember what pizza. Yeah, I know you up in New York, they got good pizza too in Philly. You know, but I can't even remember what it tastes like. Because when I found out the 60 to 90% of the calories in that cheese came from fat, I said, "No, that's it. I'm not eating it." Why? Mm-hmm. I love meat more than I love the pizza.
That's right. That's right.
And fortunately, I don't miss it.
Amen. And you look good, Doc. You know, I wish people could see what you look like. Doctor does not look his age.
And fortunately, I don't feel what I'm, you know, I saw 81 to look like, you know, in the past.
Doc, you 81.
It's 81, brother Paul.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you can still play basketball. Come on, man.
I'm out of shape, but I can still do a little something.
Dreams about something. He has hoop dreams.
But this is also important, because when I left surgery, one of the first things that I did, I set up a program for seniors. I wanted to work with old, poor, and educated Black folks living in these high-rise buildings. And I did my research, and the research says that you can regain 20 years of function in 4 to 6 weeks of exercise. So wow. I'm 81, and 4 to 6 weeks, I can function as if I was 61.
Hello.
You know? Mm-hmm. And at 61, I was dealing, Brother Paul. You know, so that's what we have. And I didn't believe it, but I said, I'm going to prove him right or prove him wrong. He was ahead of the President's Council on Physical Fitness for Seniors, Dr. DeVise, and he was right. Those patients, I mean, those folks were like reading out of the book, you know, so we can change. And, you know, we just have to decide that we want to do it.
Make a decision.
And it doesn't matter what the problem is.
That's right. It's never too late.
You know, we just have to be willing. So what's one of your favorite foods now?
Okay, so I enjoy Italian food.
Right?
I love Italian, so I love pastas and so forth. So what I've done is I convert my vegetables. I eat heavy broccoli.
All right.
And cauliflower, French cut string beans, grape tomatoes, zucchini. And I don't put them where they're mushy. My vegetables are al dente, like I would do my pastas al dente. And then even my pastas, all my pastas are vegetable based. I don't eat flour-based pastas.
Right.
Because they're out there. Because so many companies are realizing that there are the market out there for people like myself who enjoy food, want to eat healthy, but yet enjoy food. So Italian is my thing. But here's the other thing, Dr. Ted. I don't eat as much as I used to. I used to eat 3 times a day. I cut that out. I'm 2 times a day, maybe 1 time a day. Mm-hmm. And then I enjoy fasting. Mm-hmm. I'll go 16 hours before I have my next meal, sometimes 20, mm-hmm. 24 mm-hmm. hours. And then what happens that it's allowing my system to process and digest all that food so that it can make room for some new. Because mm-hmm. there's so many wonderful foods out there. So Dr. Ted, Italian is my go-to. Mediterranean is another one.
Yeah.
I love Mediterranean food.
And it's all in the spices.
Yeah. And so you can make your own spices. You can dehydrate.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, you can dehydrate your leftover onions. Mm-hmm. Garlic leaves, your stalks, and so forth. And then after you dehydrate them, you can blend them and process them and then let them air dry and dry them out. That's what onion powder is. It's just the leftover leaves that you cut off your other seasons. And, the other thing, that apple cider vinegar is a wonderful friend. Mm-hmm. Fresh lemon juice. I made a soup for my wife that she was coming down with something. And that's it. I'll send you a picture of that. And I love making
recipes.
Yeah. I love making vegetable soups. Experiment. Have fun in the kitchen. There's someone wonderful. And the thing is, when you make your own food, you know what's in it.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to try to figure out all those words.
No.
That you can't seen before and can't pronounce, you know exactly what you're putting in. But it's exciting to me that you can literally change your life around.
Absolutely.
And one of the things, Brother Paul, you lost weight, your sugar came down, but your blood pressure also came down.
Yes. Yes.
Your manhood came back.
My manhood came back. As a matter of fact, but my manhood grew, if I can say that. I don't know if I can say that on the radio. My manhood, I mean, I was blessed already, but I am more blessed.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. The other part is losing and some part is gaining. Lord, have mercy.
Come on, man. It's all going in the right places. It's all going in the right places. And because God made us physically to be in great shape.
Yes.
We're not supposed to walk around with absorbing amount of fats. Now, yeah, we're supposed to have certain good fats in our bodies, but the bad fat, it will go away. It will
all go right away. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm very excited for the gentleman's turnaround and all that he's done, understanding, you know, what's good for his body and just taking control. My question is this. I have a 77-year-old husband who has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. I've been trying to get him off of sugar. For the life of me, I don't know. I need some guidance, please.
Yeah, you need to get him to someone that he will listen to. But one of the key things that I've found is that I get my patients to focus on what their passion is, what's exciting to them about life, and if people can focus on what they want to live for, all right? Because your husband is not stupid. He knows that what he's doing is not working, all right? But if he could have what he wants, you know, and enjoy it and so forth, and that's the beauty of what we're talking about today. You can have what you want, and you can actually enjoy it and enjoy it longer.
Absolutely. You know?
And
what does he like to eat, if I may ask?
He likes fish. He loves fish. He loves vegetables. Actually, he was raised on a farm, so he does like vegetables. But it's something about putting 7 teaspoons of sugar in this coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, and just
I was a sugar junkie for many years until about my third year in residency, and I went to a weight loss class with my skinny self because they were teaching how to get off of sugar. And because sugar is addictive, all right?
Yeah, it's
addictive. And what I learned is using dry fruits, all right? And so I use dry fruits, and, you know, I still can enjoy, but not, you know, not kill myself in the process.
Yes. Thank you for that tip.
Is your husband listening now?
He may be listening. His job entails on being on the road. He's very possibly listening now.
He can do it. And sometimes they won't listen to you, but they may listen to someone else. And when my children, when they were growing up, I didn't care how they got the information. I just wanted them to get it. And so if some of my friends, if they would listen to them, I would hook them up so they could listen to them and learn. And it worked.
Yes. Dr. Watkins, you don't know how much you appreciate it. I mean, you helped my mother and my dad through some tough times when their quote-unquote primary care physicians did not know the answer to what to do for them. And so I'm so grateful for just you being here for us. And I'm going to call your office to see if I can get my husband in there to talk to you, because he does listen to you. So
praise the Lord. We'll be glad to talk to him.
Okay, just much appreciated. Thank you so much.
All right. We Brother Paul.
Yes, that's it.
We got to wrap up, man.
Okay.
This time has really flown by, and we really appreciate you being on. But what's sort of last nuggets you would like to leave with our listeners today?
If you feel hopeless, there is hope. If you feel challenged, there is hope for you. It is never too late. Please, my brother, my sister, whoever's listening, there's a reason why you're listening to this program right now. Reach out. Don't suffer alone. Make a decision and say, you know what? I'm going to give it one more shot. And if you succeeded before and you're like me, we call it sinning, but if you fell into a slump and you went back to your old ways, you can change. Don't let anyone rob you from being happy. You can be happy.
Appreciate it. Brother Frank.
Yes. Thank you so much, Paul, for your inspirational talk. Thank you, Dr. Watkins, for sharing such vital information, and Paul Cameron with us today. We also extend our gratitude to our engineers, Mike Nasella and Kalia Chapman, who is our engineer today, as well as Miyuki Williams, Acting General Manager, Katia Stitt, Program Director, and the entire WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners who make this show possible. Special thanks to Maka B for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio for more exciting programming. Up next is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba, followed by To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. You can always listen to a replay of this broadcast and other broadcasts by going to WPFWFM.org archives. And look forward to your health. Join us next Monday at 2 p.m. for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health.
Eat good exercise and try your best. My visit the doctor less and less. In all your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else.
Support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
Greetings and happy holidays. The new year on WPFW will be celebrated in sonic bliss as some of your favorite programmers present the 2026 edition of New Year, New Jazz, our annual survey of the Jazz Year in Review 2025 on Thursday, January 1st from 5 a.m. until midnight. This day will present a delightful and potent mix of favorite 2025 jazz record releases, honoring jazz ancestors who passed in 2025, and music representative of our favorite 2025 DMV live jazz performances. That's Thursday, January 1st, 2026, New Year, New Jazz on WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. Don't sleep.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. Today, a federal judge is deciding whether Kilmar Abrego Garcia should be returned to immigration custody after being free for just over a week. Mr. Garcia, who has lived in Maryland with his American wife and children for years, was mistakenly deported to his home country of El Salvador back in March, where he previously faced danger, and he was also sent to a notorious prison. His return to the United States has been filled with legal obstacles. Mr. Garcia had been in immigration detention since August before his December 11th release. In that time, the government has stated plans to deport him to African countries, including Uganda, Ghana, and most recently, Liberia. However, officials have made no effort to deport him to the one country that he has agreed to go to, Costa Rica. U.S. District Judge Paula Zenas in Maryland has even accused the government of misleading her by falsely claiming that Costa Rica was unwilling to take him. The wind energy industry has taken another hit as the Trump administration announced today that it is suspending the leases of five major offshore wind projects that are under construction on the East Coast, putting them on pause effective immediately. Together, these projects were expected to generate enough electricity to power up to 2.5 million homes. Despite this, the Trump administration is pausing these projects due to alleged national security concerns identified by the Pentagon. However, Eric Melito, the president of the National Ocean Industries Association, which represents both offshore oil and offshore wind, said the opposite. Melito said in part that offshore wind improves our national security and offshore wind helps the United States achieve its energy dominance goals. In just over a week, on Wednesday, December 31st, Obamacare subsidies or monetary grants will expire unless Congress acts to extend them. No agreement has been made to do so as of yet, but House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries is expressing hope, predicting that Obamacare subsidies will get extended with backing from both political parties. Meanwhile, Jeffries promised that House Democrats will continue to fight to get this extension through Congress on their side. In recent days, four House Republicans joined 214 Democrats in signing a petition which would extend Obamacare subsidies for 3 years. House Minority Leader Jeffries said that if this petition passes, it will put pressure on Senate Majority Leader John Thune and his caucus to reverse course and support an extension. If this does not happen, though, the Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, reports that insurance premiums will increase by an annual average of 7.9% from next year through to 2034. The CBO also estimates that this will cause the number of uninsured individuals to increase by an average of 3.8 million annually from 2026 to 2034. In the D.C. area, after it was announced that Police Chief Pamela Smith will be stepping down at the end of the year, the House Oversight Committee, which is led by Republicans, accused her of manipulating crime statistics to make it look like crime has decreased in D.C. Their accusatory report included 8 transcribed interviews with D.C. police district commanders who described a toxic environment where they say they were pressured to alter crime numbers or else face backlash from Chief Smith. During her farewell speech at police headquarters, Chief Smith responded to her accusers very clearly.
I never and never will and never would have encouraged, intimidated, retaliated, or told anyone to change their numbers. Never would I have done that. That is not my character. That is not who I am. That is not a part of the person in which God created me to be. I have to walk in the light.
Chief Pamela Smith concluded her speech by quoting the Bible and saying that she forgives her haters because Jesus forgave his too. In today's weather, it's about 47 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe and thank you for listening.